This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, October 2nd, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Daly. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent said today that U.S. farmers could see an announcement on a, quote, substantial support package as soon as Tuesday, that to deal with the fallout from trade tension with China. Bessent told CNBC today, you should expect news on Tuesday of substantial support for our farmers. Soybean farmers have been warning of a dire financial situation in farm country if China continues its freeze on U.S. purchases. Chinese buyers have not yet placed any orders for the new U.S. crop. Chinese officials have suggested they won't until the U.S. removes some tariffs. Bessent said he met with Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins and President Trump in the Oval Office yesterday to discuss the issue, whether the administration can create a mechanism to funnel tariffs to farmers without going through Congress remains unclear. However, multiple legal analysts have told AgriPulse in the last week that they are not aware of any legal mechanism, but they didn't rule out the possibility of administrative lawyers finding a novel approach to act unilaterally. Bessent also demonstrated his understanding of some of the knock-on impacts of China's retreat from U.S. ag. In addition to providing tariff support, Bessent said the administration would work to, quote, make sure that the farmers have what they need for the next planting season. He also previewed a, quote, big breakthrough in U.S.-China trade talks once President Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping meet in Korea at the end of the month. Longtime agriculture advocate Sam Kiefer is the new CEO of the National Association of Wheat Growers. Kiefer, who has been Vice President of Public Policy at the American Farm Bureau Federation since January 2021, will assume his new role at NAWG November 1st. He replaces Chandler Gould, who left the association in July. Kiefer has worked on farm policy for more than 20 years. Before joining AFBF, the Pennsylvania native was at the Pennsylvania Farm Bureau for 16 years, completing his time at PFB 4 years as chief administrative officer. In a news release, Kiefer said, I'm honored to join NAWG as such a pivotal time for wheat growers across the country. Having grown up on a farm, it's been a privilege to dedicate my career to serving farmers, and I'm proud to champion their cause in this new role. National Association of Wheat Growers President Pat Clemens of Kentucky said Kiefer, quote, brings a wealth of experience and deep understanding of both the policy landscape and the needs of wheat growers. Well, with agriculture waiting for final renewable fuel standard volumes and other RFS rules, as well as a pending Waters of the U.S. rule, the federal government shutdown that started yesterday has cast a shadow now on when exactly that work might be done by the EPA. Even if the shutdown period is relatively short, a significant reduction in agency employees could further slow rulemaking. According to an EPA shutdown plan, before the shutdown, the agency had over 15,000 employees, and once the shutdown plan is implemented, just 1,734 are expected to retain to execute the accepted or the exempted activities needed during the shutdown. The plan states that by default, any employee not designated as exempted or accepted will be furloughed during the shutdown. Right now, the shutdown certainly to continue through at least tomorrow. That's when the Senate's set to vote on ending it. Governor Gavin Newsom signing a bill authorizing the sale of E15 gasoline in California that ends its status as the only state barring the 15% ethanol blend. Supporters say Assembly Bill 30 will help to cut gas prices for consumers and expand demand for ethanol and provide environmental benefits while regulators continue reviewing the fuel's impact. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A new farm bill will help farmers and ranchers meet the moment. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.